Gracias, presidente. Muy
Thank you very much, Chair. Very briefly, we're short on time. I first of all want to underline the commitment we have to this agenda in crisis and support what's been said on the panel, in particular by our colleagues from the European Union and the World Bank. I simply wanted to say that the bank set up a new initiative exactly a year ago, placing at the disposal of this response the provisions we have with the limitations that the World Bank mentioned. We set up a specialised concessional funding line which will allow us to mobilise around $1 billion, and we will be allocating that across the next 4 years. The majority of that comes from the capital belonging to the bank itself, and there's also some donors involved there. Around this table, I particularly like to mention and thank the European Union, Switzerland, Spain, Germany, Korea and Japan, and the United States, which are part of the non-reimbursable facility made available by the bank. That's been made available for 9 countries at the moment. The Venezuelan agenda is obviously the most urgent one, but there are 9 other countries which are also targeted. Above all those in Central America, Costa Rica, Belize, Panama also have access to this facility. These are investment funds specifically aimed at health, lodging, housing, water and so forth, and also economic subsidies for migrants, and they have to be loans particularly that benefit both migrant communities and host communities. Today we have 7 loans that have been approved and will be approved over the forthcoming months, and that's around $400 million that have been approved to date. Thank you very much.